Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. This is my third episode. I do four. At Christmas time, I do one every week. After Christmas, it slows down to every couple weeks. I say couple weeks because I don't want to say two and I don't want to say three, because then if I don't commit to that, people will be looking for it. So I will just put it as a couple weeks. I get busy and then I just say, okay, well, it's the fourth week. Oh my God, people probably wonder where my podcast is. Okay, so this next episode is kind of funny, and I don't know if you're going to find it funny or not, but I do. I read an article where someone was making northern or southern deviled eggs. I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm sitting here looking at the deviled eggs, and I'm thinking, what are southern deviled eggs? I make northern deviled eggs. Does that mean because I'm in the north and the west makes western deviled eggs? What is the difference? I mean, I think it's hilarious because when I looked at these deviled eggs, they were just like I make them. Except I put olives on them, you know, little green olives on them, his eyes and a nose and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, oh, southern deviled eggs? What are they trying to tell us in the south? That northern deviled eggs aren't as good as southern? I'm sorry. But when I see stuff like that, it's just like, what are they thinking? You know? Those eggs look no different than the eggs that I make. Which I got to get eggs, but I was waiting for the price to go down because I wasn't going to spend $6 on eggs. And the price is down so that I can make. I usually make egg salad. I love egg salad. And I do make deviled eggs occasionally, not all the time. And speaking of deviled eggs, give me your input. Can you tell me the difference between northern and southern deviled eggs? I'd like to know. And do you use mayonnaise or Miracle Whip? Okay, now, I just started using mayonnaise on mine. I was always using Miracle Whip. Because when I lived home, my mom always used mayonnaise on everything. And I'm like, I don't like mayonnaise, I like Miracle Whip. So I would have to bring my own Miracle Whip because she made one big thing of mayonnaise, macaroni salad and stuff. I just couldn't get the taste of mayonnaise. I just, you know, like, oh, no, I can't do it. So I just bought mayonnaise like a month ago. And I've been trying it with things. And I kind of like it now. I do. I mean, it's not sweet like Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip's a little bit sweeter. It's like a salad dressing. More like you would put in coleslaw and stuff. You know what I mean? But the mayonnaise isn't bad. And I've been using it with onion and stuff like that. And salads. And so, think about that. You know, are you a northern deviled egger? Or are you from the south and you're a southern deviled egger? Do you make them that way? And do you put... How do you determine? I don't understand where people come up with these ideas. I think it's funny. Because it's like, okay, I looked at... Oh, another thing I want to tell you, too, is I don't buy white eggs. I buy brown eggs. I find brown eggs more nutritious than white eggs. I don't buy egg whites. I never buy egg whites. I use the real eggs. What is your thought on that? Brown or white? The brown are about a dollar more, which I don't care because I like the brown eggs. And the white eggs, nah. But think about this. At Easter time, you've got your eggs colored already. They're brown. So you can tell your kids, we're not doing this year. Look at these. They're already colored. All you can do is draw on them with a crayon and stuff. Well, you got to boil them first. But then take them out. Just give them the artwork, the stickers and stuff, and you've got your colored eggs. So they're brown. They're going to eat them afterwards anyways. Got it? So think about that. Think about mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip. Southern eggs versus northern eggs. And what is your call on both of those? I'd like to know. Have a good day.